Okay, so this video, I made after watching this woman. Her name is Wing Ma'am TV, and I think she truly has it. I think she's one of the few women who truly gets it, and she can verbalize everything that she gets. Watched a video on her about what was the video? What to do when she pulls away. Dating advice 2019. Just to hear a woman's perspective, if she, you can usually tell if they know what they're talking about or not. And I think she had everything she said is pretty much everything I say. You're always better off walking off, leaving them. You're always better off disappearing on them. You're in the long run, you're always better off doing it with women. But no. So this video though, this is I want to make this about something that I had been thinking about for a long time, but I never thought to actually talk about. And I never write anything down, so I'm just going to wing it by talking about it randomly. But how a lot of fathers are creating the daughter to like a bad boy a lot of times in a lot of situations. I see this because going back again to the previous thing that I talk about, how women grow up. See, like girls grow up for the first 25 years of their life being worshipped and wanted and and chased simply because they're women. You see, like, and they're always getting the nicer treatment. They're getting a nicer bathroom, they're getting a nicer bigger bedroom, they're getting the nicer clothes, they're getting the nicer, whatever, the nicer chair. They're always getting everything nicer. So I mean, think about the psychology of what's happening to that girl who's always getting the nice thing. What I mean, see, this is a part that I think a lot of parents, like if a woman's lucky enough to have both parents in a household, they like the mother really should probably kind of step in a bit on this and realize, like, look, like if you keep treating her super, super, super nice all the time, what is this actually doing to her brain? You see, like, what is she getting used to, and what's going to be, like the other side of this, on the next part or on the next chapter of her life? What can this turn her into? And in my opinion, a lot of it is the reason why a lot of girls eventually like grow to chase after bad boys. It's because, look, if okay, let's put it in the perspective, right? Let's say if your favorite meal is like steak. I personally hate steak, but for the sake of argument, let's say your perfect meal is steak. Let's say if I feed you steak every day for the first 10 years of your life, you will think anything else has potential to be your next favorite food because all you ever had was steak. You see? And to put in perspective, like with the girl, like girls, they're always treated with this elevated sense of self-worth, and then guys wonder why they run off with some douchebag. Because, well, all she's ever known is like she's bored with nice. You see, in this context, like these girls, they're bored with it. That you treat them nice, you've bought them clothes, cars, anything think of their whole life, and then they grow up, and then the first guy that they're crying their tears off of is some guy who's banging 15 other chicks and everybody, and probably gave her 14 STDs, and she's crying her eyeballs out because he's not texting her back. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is what, like a lot of, like, now I will say this. A lot of things women do, they do have control over. And a lot of things women do, they are kind of just born into. And I think in this specific detail, this specific context, a lot of women are just born into this and they don't know. See, because when, like I say, previous videos, women are biological followers to anything that they deem valuable. They're followers. Women do not create their own rules, laws, none of that. You might meet an anomaly here and there, but for the most part, a woman is the most comfortable when she's following something that's of some value. That's when she's when women are not good with being a lone ranger on their own with no religion and no, none of that. See, men, like I'm doing it right now. I don't follow religion. I don't follow nobody else's game plan, nothing like that. I do my own thing. So like a man can do it and legitimately, and legitimately still be mentally healthy and content and happy and blah, blah, blah. But women's brains are not, they're not made for that. And every time it creeped up that they were, they either completely destroyed their life or they were just banished from wherever they were because it was clear they were getting ready to ruin other people's lives by influencing them on something ridiculous. Their brains are not made for it. But yeah, man, like the fathers, like I think a lot of times fathers do that. Like they inadvertently do it because they see, I mean, I understand because it's this baby and it's defenseless and you want to care for it. And then it strikes that other chord in a male, you know, with being a little girl and hi, and then, you know, they just go in. And if a man's not prepared, he just goes in the complete protective mode over his daughter and everything has to be perfect and blah, 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 just for his little girl. Well, she's used to that, you see. And see, and all you're doing is setting up, if, for example, the steak scenario. You fed her steak for the first 10 years. So the first time she has, you know, maybe chicken that's slightly rotten, she can't taste the rotting in the chicken, you see, because she's never had chicken before. So she can't taste that it's going bad. Where we can tell the chicken's going bad because we've eaten the chicken from time to time, but she's never had a taste of chicken. So the chicken's got mold on it. It's going bad. She don't know. She thinks it's just normal chicken. And the next thing you know, she's crying because the chicken made her sick, and she keeps eating it because she doesn't know the chicken is bad. She doesn't even know how to tell bad chicken because she's never had it. And it's the same thing when you keep treating little girls with all this perfect, immaculate respect. The first time they see something else different, they don't know if it's bad or good. But they know it's something different, and it might be worth checking out. You see, because it's different from whatever they had before. Yeah, but see, like that's my, on this specific context, that's my theory of why that population of women nearly almost every time goes after pretty much the worst guys they can probably find in their culture and their walk in their circles. They usually end up getting attracted to the worst men in that circle that they could find, because they were used to that royalty entitlement treatment because they were a woman. You see, and I think that's another topic that should really be talked about when gender equality comes in. See, like, we were never equal from the start as a woman. See, woman was born into entitlement simply because she was born woman. She is woman. So she's getting these entitlements to get everything softer, cleaner, nicer, brighter because she's a girl. You see, so we were never equal from the start. You see, the only reason it looks a little awkward because men had to grow up and build themselves and rebuild themselves until they can at least, you know, until they can, you know, function in the world properly. Where women, all a woman has to do is walk in a room and exist and smile and be clean, and she's going to get something for it. You see, but this is a quick video. That's my rant.